Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
We sing holy, holy, are you Lord God Almighty. We sing worthy is the Lamb. We sing worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, say you are holy. You are holy. Are you Lord God, say. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. We say you are holy. You are holy. We say, are you Lord? Are you Almighty? We say, worthy is the Lamb. Say, worthy is the Lamb. You are worthy. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy. We say, are you Lord? Are you Almighty? We say, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. We say, holy Lord. We sing, worthy is the Lamb. In other words, worthy is the Lamb, sir. We sing, amen, say, ah. We give you all. Hey. All of our bishops. We sing, we worship you, Lord, say. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and sing, we give, we give, we give. Say, say holy. We call him Lamb of God. Say Lamb of God. Seated, see. Oh, at the right hand of the Father. You are holy. Say
holy.
Lift your voice. We say you are holy. Say
you are holy.
We say you are holy. Say,
holy,
our last one. We call him Lamb of God. Say,
Lamb of God.
See
the Lamb.
At the right.
Lift
your hands. You are holy.
Holy.
You are holy. Yes, you are worthy of my praise. Oh. lift your voice and call him mercy. Lift up your hands. Father, we love you. We magnify your holy presence. And we give you praise. We pray that your kingdom shall reign forever. We thank you. We love you, God. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh, somebody clap your hands. Let's be seated. The book of Isaiah chapter 40, the verse number 31. But we'll start from the verse 29, right? So that we have a deep understanding. Don't come with me, please.
The book of Isaiah chapter 40, from the verse number 29.
Yes, sir.
He giveth power to the faint.
Go on.
And to them that have no might,
go on.
He increaseth strength.
Yes, sir. Go on.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary.
Yes.
And the young men shall utterly fade.
Uh-huh.
But they that wait upon the Lord.
Stand there for me. But they that wait upon the Lord. Underline the word. But they. The word is. But they that wait upon the Lord. What's the promise here, please? Go on.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes, sir.
They shall mount up with wings as eagle.
Uh-huh.
They shall run and not be weary.
Uh-huh.
They shall walk and not faint.
Thank you. Can I preach here, please? A man can never receive what he or she has lost until you have in mind who you are. Whenever the enemy wants to fight a man's identity, he wants to make sure you don't know the promises that are connected to who you are. If the enemy succeeds in fighting what you know of yourself, the enemy will not fight you again. Because the first kid that helps a man live right is who you are. Just the consciousness of having in mind what you have and who you are helps you live a life of discipline. Oh, most people have regretted they did certain things because they never knew who they were. If they knew who they were, they would have known how to watch themselves well, if that makes sense. So there can never be restoration until there's a recovery of identity. So God is telling us that it is very possible for people to mount up high with eagle wings, yet they should understand who they are. If your identity is far different from God's identity concerning your life, you can't work of God's miracle. In fact, people don't know that the identity they uphold in God's kingdom is the same identity God thinks of them. Let me break it down for you. If you come before the Lord and a man begins to pray, God can never be blackmailed by your emotions. You know what happens? He needs to make sure that what he created you to be in his mind is the same identity you create here on earth. If not, when you pray, there will be a blockage in God's kingdom. Did you hear me? Okay, let me break it down, please. Kelvin, come. Oh, are you blessed, church?
Amen.
Stand here, please. The Bible says Jesus Christ died. He arose on the third day. When he came out from the tomb, the Bible says a woman wanted to touch Jesus. He says, "Don't touch me because I need to appear holy before the Lord." Are you aware that the spirit of Christ was pure? And whatever the heavens needed to validate the man's sacrifice was a pure spirit. So if Mary Magdalene had touched the garment of Christ, the sin of Mary Magdalene would have actually contaminated the Christ. So
So you have to appear holy because everything that God knew of his son was a holy being. If Christ had entered into heaven with a disdained identity, heaven won't glorify him. So in God's kingdom, you realize that the enemy has a way of thwarting men of who they are because of that which they know nothing about themselves. If the enemy succeeds in changing your image, you have no life. Oh, am I communicating, church? So God says he wants to give you this promise. He wants this promise to find life in you. But the first thing is that you should know who you are. And I told you yesterday that you are not a man because of the blood that flows through your blood. You are a man because you personalize God. You are not a man because you sleep and wake up every morning. You are a man because you are the carrier of virtues. You are not a man because you do what other people do. You are a man because the life of God is based upon your life. Oh, am I communicating, church? God has never looked at a man as a normal species. He looks at a man like himself. Because God didn't know how to create a man until God looked at himself. So the best definition for who God is a man's life. So right now, I'm looking at Minister Kelvin. I am communicating from the realm of carnality. So I look at him as a normal man because he has blood going through his veins. Am I right? Meanwhile, God, in his will and his power, will not say he's a man because of blood. He will call him a man because of the spirit he carries. Or am I communicating? Because everything that this man has is of God. There's no way this man would have appeared if God didn't look at himself by first creating this person. Or am I communicating, church? Now hear me, friends. Are you aware that Adam didn't have to pray for the things he wanted because all things were his? Adam never prayed for authority because of who he was connected with, where he was. So at will, he could say, let this be called lion, it will be called lion. Oh, talk to me, church. Now, whenever you see believers praying for things, you should know that they have disconnected from wherever God created them to be. Because once you find your place, all things become yours. So somebody is praying so hard for money. It's not a problem. The issue is when you find where you belong, the things you pray for will become your life. So watch this. Are you aware that when Jesus Christ came upon the earth, he didn't have any personal desire? Even though God had to teach Christ to live like a normal human being. Because the image he bore was that of the first Adam. And because God entrusted power unto the first Adam without any experience, he had to teach Christ how to walk to life as a human. So for 18 years after he appeared in a synagogue, the Bible says that he disappeared. He became the normal carpenter of everybody about him. Am I communicating, church? Great. So you realize that what he knew about life was far deeper from what the first Adam knew about life. Now, when he understood what God called him for, he didn't pray for any other thing because he knew that once he finds God, all things become his. So if God looks at a believer and the burden you have in your heart is far different from whatever God wants a man to have as a burden, he knows you are missing. Or am I communicating, church? So God says, in order for you to understand the things you are praying for, first have in mind who you are. You are not a flesh, you are God in flesh. Or am I communicating, church? Clap your hands together for Jesus. So this is a God in flesh. Now, I want you to know that these credentials you see God give the prophet here has got to do with the spiritual identity every man should uphold. Because once you become a spirit, automatically you have wings. That's the meaning there. But he told them that in order for them to mount up with eagles, they must first understand that until you wait, you can't have that power to soar higher. Yeah. So whenever you find believers struggling to make ends meet, know that they have left the realm of waiting. Because if men should wait, they will fly. If you see that a man is not soaring higher, know he has left the realm of waiting. Because anybody who you see fly with ease, they've understood the pattern of waiting upon the Lord. The most difficult thing anybody can do is to wait upon the Lord. That is the realm whereby you look like a fool before people. Because almost everybody you began with in life will look as if they're surpassing you. Yes. Do you know what? When people try to go ahead of you, just don't mind their results. Wait. Because when they want to get to the end, you are standing with the beginning. And God has called the beginning and the end. He can bring the end to you at the baptism. Oh, you didn't hear me. Today we'll communicate deep things here. Somebody say preach.
Preach.
Oh, am I communicating first?
Yes, you are.
God is good. So you realize that many people are not exuding the life of the kingdom because they still haven't understood what it means to wait upon the Lord. It's a begging for them. Yeah. Because they don't see the importance of which. No, it's, why should I wait when I have the capacity to make this happen at my will? Why should I wait? When I see myself coming down as a failure, why should I wait upon the Lord? You know, sometimes life can be very discomforting. Yeah. Sometimes life may cause you to ask if the God that blesses the rich still blesses you as well. Because you feel you have prayed enough. Yeah, there will be no answer. Yeah, it's got the waiting period. Oh, am I communicating, church? Now watch this. Let me show you something deeper that you don't know about the waiting period. And then we pray here. Once I communicate these two things to you, you will leave here with fire in your bones. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, I bless friends. Father, help us. I am under motion. I am scared. Hey, Tibros. Are you ready, friends? Yes. Now watch this. Let me show you something you don't know about life. It will help you big time. Look at me, everybody. God never created a man to pray for a desire. But don't get me wrong. God never created us to pray for a desire. In fact, if the desire you have in your heart is not to know more of God, then He can't answer that desire. But when we pray for other things, we see testimonies. What is the prophecy here? Now, can I get two extra gentlemen, please? Please come, two of you. Thank you. Please stand by our prophet. Let me show you something you don't know about life. Whenever we come before the Lord in the place of prayer, there are three things God is looking at. There is a realm of the son, the realm of a child, and the realm of an elder. Whenever we come to church and mama says, lift up your hands and pray, there are three people God is looking at when you pray. And no matter how they dissipate energy to pray, God would have to answer some and neglect some. Not because He can't bless them. The issue is the standard of His kingdom and authority will not permit Him to do so. Why are you shocked? Okay. Whenever this man says he's a child of God, he's speaking in reverence of who God is to him as a father. But in the realm of intimacy, a child can never be given authority to become what he prays for. Because the highest form of authority a man can possess is to become what you pray for. Let me break it down, mama. If this man here is to pray that God should give him this mantle, please give, hold it. If this man here is to pray that God should give him this mantle, and God gives him this mantle, it's a proof that as time goes on, his sensitivity to keep the mantle active will die. Because God would have to look at his present capacity to give him something. Meanwhile, every miracle that God gives a man holds the nature of God. He must grow in time. Look at commission. So if God is to give this man something, without God not making this man what he prays for, at a point in time, he would devalue the need of the miracle God gave him. So God does not just give men, he makes men become what they pray for. Okay, let me break it down. Sir, have you got your phone, please? Thank you. So let's iPhone 12. Thank you, sir. Now watch this. Please, if you ever used Nokia before, can I see your hands up? Oh, if you ever used Nokia 3310, let me see your hands, please. Oh, God is good. Now, whoever thought a time is coming, we will have a phone whereby people could communicate with other people in different countries with. We never told them, all right? In the days of old, people thought the greatest asset they could have through technology was Nokia phone. Until people now rose in knowledge and now came up with this idea. Now, in some time to come, this will look like something normal and common. Am I right? Because every day, knowledge builds up. Now, this same pattern applies to miracle too. If God does not make you become what you pray for, what you wished for, when you grow in life, you will lose value for that. So, people who are children of God, for them, they don't care about the feelings of the Father. They care about themselves alone. So when you see anybody neglecting the path of waiting, know that they are just becoming children who don't see the need of partnering with God to extend God's possibilities. For them, is God should give them. When you pray that prayer, he will give you an answer. After some time, it will look like God never answered you. That is why some people, they pray today, a testimony comes to them. After some time, it looks like all what they felt God did for them has become past tense for them. In their present state, they can't see God again. It's a proof that you neglected waiting. Because if people must wait, they must become sons and not children. Let me break it down again. Oh, God is good. After this service, you'll go back to your Bible. I am named Omo Oshaya. Watch this. Mama, let us tell the church that the resource of God, look at me, the resource that God wants a man to have is not because he wants to end your pain. God wants to give a resource because his glory is dependent on the testimony you receive. Because the very moment your community gets to see how God has blessed you, they now believe in God because of what they have seen. So whenever people read in the Bible that God gives babies to the barren, even though they can believe it is well written, God wants to personalize the written miracle in a man's life. Some people who saw you as a barren fisher will not see you babies. When they see that, they can trust God that God can give babies to. If God does not cause a man to become what he prays for, and he keeps you in the realm of making you only pray and receiving, you will lose the need of praying again. Because as you expand in knowledge and in height, as you expand in age and experience, you will lose the need for certain things. Yes. So God says, people who are in the church who pray for things alone, without they not considering why God gives a miracle, they lose value for these things. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Yes. So many believers are in church today. They are in the realm of children. They are a child, yes. They believe that all that God can make them is to give them what they pray for. If you continually receive, it's a proof that you are dilly-dallying in dominion. Because when people rise up, they have the power to replicate in diverse ways whatever God gives them. When people mature from the realm of the child, they become sons of God. The Bible says, for the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now watch this. Sons don't think about themselves. They think about the feelings of the Father. Let me break it down for you. The Pharisees came to Jesus and they said, Jesus, every time you make mention of your Father, yet you have not seen him before, where is your Father? He told them, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So if you tell that you are a son of God and the image of God can be seen through you, you are a fake son. Because when sons appear, God appears. Oh, God is good. So God wants to change the mindset of people on how they see miracles. Because the miracle should be a stepping stone into a higher dimension, not to make you feel comfortable. Because sometimes when God should continually give a man a testimony, you may feel so comfortable. And you know one thing, when people become comfortable, the enemy bribes them with sin. Because comfort is the enemy of spirituality. So this man here is praying, God, give him mantle. And God says, the mantle you are seeking for should not cause you to stand at where you are. It should rather help you increase in height. Oh, am I communicating, church? Because if there's no increase in height, you would devalue what you pray for. So God says, people must grow from the realm of children into the realm of sons. When a man becomes a son, you don't think about yourself. You think about the need of the father. Oh, am I communicating, church? Now, do you know that there are so many people there? They woke up in the morning and they took a decision. Without they not first considering what God has said. It was after they realized what they took didn't help. They now came back to God asking God for answer. Look at me. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He does not come in the middle. Even if you bring God into the middle, he will tell you, come back to square one. Because if God should support a man's mission from the middle of his life, when you receive what you pray for, you will devalue his presence. Amen. So God says, come back to square one again. I'm telling you, church. Yeah. So, do you know how many women and men that have married all because of how they feel? When you should know that in God's kingdom, spirits don't have feelings. They only have principles. You didn't hear me. So the young lady sees the man that has beard and six packs and said, the way you sing on the altar, you are good to be my husband. Oh, you didn't hear me. No, the guy is seeing the lady singing in church. And he said, the way you are singing the song, you look very spiritual. Meanwhile, to God, marriage is not pleasure. Marriage is covenant. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, am I communicating here? Somebody says, the way I see my friends driving a Range Rover, I should also buy a Range Rover. Meanwhile, the realm where you come from, God does not bless men with cars. He gives them speed. Oh, you didn't hear me. The realm where you come from, he will not give you a car. He will give you the grace of Philip, whereby you can appear and disappear. Oh, you didn't hear me, church. Oh, hello. Whereby the realm we come, you can make things appear. The Bible says when the Pharisees wanted to make Jesus feel bad of himself, he told them the urgency of the kingdom demands that I command the coin in the mouth of the fish. He says, go and catch any fish and let the coin come out. We are not ordinary people. We are extraordinary people. We are not natural men. We are supernatural men. Where we come from, we can create something out of nothing. The Bible says, when the earth was filled with darkness, God said, let there be light. And there was... Somebody clap your hands and give God praise. God is good. Please watch this. So when this man becomes a son, he doesn't think about himself because he knows every decision he takes will affect a generation that must come from him. So if someone tells you, the life I live is mine and I can live the life anyhow, that is the speech of a dead man. Because when people become living epistles, you know that just 2 seconds of a mistake can cost you 20 years of delay. Yes. When motivational speakers are telling you, forget about your past, God will tell you that the same way Vashti made a mistake that made her lose the throne, your mistake is someone's entry point into your destiny. So Elijah, at a point in time, was filled with pride. And he said, Lord, am I the only surviving prophet? He says, young man, don't be stupid. There are 7,000 people. that have been consecrated. Look at me. If a man loses the first face of God's trust and God brings in somebody, the person that comes after you will come in the double dose of the unction you once possessed. I'm telling you. So a lot of Christians are here today. You realize the life they live might not be God's original plan for them, or because they chose pleasure over purpose. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Please, today God is going to break out something in you, I'm telling you. Now, when this man becomes a son, he doesn't think about himself again. It's about going to do my father's business. Oh, am I communicating? The Bible says when Christ was 12 years old, they went on a Jewish festival and for 3 days he was missing. It now occurred to Mary that Christ was no more with them, and he said, how is it that I was gone away for 3 days and you couldn't tell? You know, sometimes when people become too excited, they forget the altar again. Yeah. When life is about them, look at me, God told me years ago, he says, when you become the focus, you lose the focus. No, he wants to give you the ability to fly with eagles so that people will see the eagle dimension. But he says, you must understand the power of waiting. And he says, the waiting is not given to sons, because people can wait as children, whereby all they would enjoy will be God's benevolence. But he says, if you must wait in order to soar higher, become a son. In that place, God would have to kill your emotions. Yeah. The people asked Jesus that, Christ, we have left everything to follow you. What shall be given to us as our reward? They didn't know that the gates of heaven were left empty, because God was waiting for 12 men upon which he could write their names on the doors of heaven. Hey, when life demands for something and life gives you back, cry. Because everything life gives back is in exchange of divinity. But if divinity takes something from you, and even if you don't see that thing again, wait. God has given you the ability to have proximity with the Father. Because when God takes from men, he makes men. Yesterday, Mama said we're small in number. I said, Mama, don't say we're small in number. Because when God wants to give, men become many. But when God wants to make, men become few. Oh, am I preaching, your friends? Please look at me. Next time, ushers, we'll have time where people can enter the church again. Because when preaching is taking place, no one should walk inside anyhow. I'm not preaching here. Now watch this. When this man becomes a son, he doesn't think about himself again. It's about God and God alone. When you hear men say, let me do that which God has asked me to do, it is not pride. They have consecrated an altar whereby they want to keep a virgin dimension of God in your heart. You need to hear me, friends. It takes a lot for God to trust a man. How did God risk his kingdom for a woman that could sin at any time? Oh, you need to hear me. Everything Mary ate, Jesus ate. Oh, you need to hear me. Are you aware when a baby enters the womb of a mother, whatever the mother eats, the baby also eats? So for 9 months, Christ became God. All because a woman actually became a daughter of Elohim. She died. Her will died. Her flesh died. Her emotions died. She didn't see the need of entertaining the flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, she saw that it was important to pursue her dream than to allow excuses fight her life. She knew that only God can make me like this. Ladies and gentlemen, many people cannot become epistle because in the spirit, they personalize their flesh. The waiting period does not give men, it makes men. Yeah. No, you'll be like Job, whereby even after you have given your sacrifice, you still bury your children. Oh yeah, you'll be like Job. Even after God calls you holy, the enemy will take away things from you. Yes. No. Zachariah was a holy man, yet he was barren. Sometimes, when you see the way people laugh at men because of whatever they do, God is looking at them. Because sometimes, you don't have to do anything to face attack. In fact, the first thing the enemy seeks to destroy in a man's life is destiny. Oh, yeah. Oh, am I communicating, church? I'm telling you, friends. Oh, are you blessed, friends? Now, watch this. When a man finally becomes a son, you must know that he has committed his emotions to God. In other words, he does nothing until God has spoken. Now, let me give you the first benefit of sonship. When God makes you a son, he puts his seal on your head, whereby people see God at work through you. Because the life of every man was created to serve as the continuation of everything the scripture ended. So the Bible you hold in your hand is a revelation of what God can do, not all he has done. So the mystery of waiting. Now watch this. Look at me, friends. When a man becomes a son, you no more think about yourself. You think about the will and the way of God. Now, in all humility, hear me, friends. People are asking, why will God permit evil happen to good people? That's a wrong question. Because God has never permitted evil to happen to good people. Good people permit evil to happen to them. Let me break it down for you. Your idea for evil is when something happens that makes you feel sad. And to God, his idea for evil is when the enemy's tripartite mission finds expression in your life. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So if you are still alive, even after the calamity happened to you, it's not evil that happened to you. It was progress that happened to you. You didn't hear me. Just because you had a car accident, you said evil has happened to you, yet you are alive. It was not the car that was driving you. Your purpose was driving you. The way you come from, in a machine is too small to convey you. Oh, yeah. Well, you went to the hospital and they said you have fibroid. You tell them, doctor, that is a wrong report. Because the Bible says every good and perfect gift cometh from above. You have the power to change fibroid into a fine boy. Now you enter a place and you tell them, if God be for me, who can be? God punished the enemy. When they thought they were about to bury you, you didn't know you were a seed. If the enemy is taking you down, he's giving you the power to rise up. David said, my enemies, do not rejoice over me, because even if I fall, I shall. Somebody lift up your hand and say, Father, yeah, yeah. Oh, am I communicating, church? No, in the place of waiting, God would have to cause you to leave everything that makes you human on the altar. Because God is not willing to contend with the flesh. Because when men soar higher, species come after them. Spirit will come after them. Yeah. Yes. When people rise higher, God would have to immortalize their ways. Whereby the way they live their life becomes enough for men to live by. Yes. When men become sons, God depends on them to make answers. Apostle Paul told the church, he says, I have the power to say certain things because I have the mind of Christ. When men become sons, they make laws. Oh, yeah. The Bible says there were five women who came to Moses and said, Moses, our father did not commit any error, so the property can't be given to his brothers. Moses went before the Lord and God says, they have done the right thing. Ladies and gentlemen, certain laws are not written in the Bible. They are written on the heart of man. So whenever you die on the altar, the laws come alive. Lift up your hands, somebody. Moses was so powerful until even the devil was contending over his dead body. When people die, they become a waste. But in Moses, when he died, his life became a prophet. Can I prophesy here? God is raising a generation in the house. The land of Worcester has seen light. The land of Boston has seen light. We are rising as kingdom agents. God is raising kingdom awareness. You are a remnant. Hey, hey. I am the dancer.
Hey. Hey.
I am Oko, sir. The doctor is laughing at you that you are barren. Tell them your Samuel is coming. Oh, Ayako, sir. No, they are laughing at you that you have no. Tell them your Samuel is coming. God does not give babies, God gives systems. Oh, I get him, church. If your Samuel arrives in your stomach, he's going to recover wasted years. Somebody say, yes.
Clap your hands together for Jesus. Aye, aye.
Oh, are you blessed, friends? Now watch me. The realm of waiting does not belong to people who are children. It belongs to people who are sons. Or am I communicating? Watch me, friends. When God finally entrusts you as a son, everything you get to control is that concerns the kingdom. Or am I communicating, church? Now, let me open your eyes on something most of you don't know. Yeah. Something very deep. When people become sons, God does not allow them to go through time. Their presence creates time. You need to hear me? It is those of you on earth who think time is 6 o'clock. Where God resides, there is no time. You think time is the sequential arrangement of events, whereby to God, time is the speakings of a spirit. Can you hear me? Okay. You were told that Jesus Christ came in the New Testament, whereby when Christ came in person and saw the Pharisees, he told them that your forefather Abraham saw my day. How? When everybody was thinking that Christ would come from the womb of Mary, just because a man became a son, God had to retract his own statement and make something happen for somebody. Because when people become sons, they yield the life of Elohim. They can tell God what God to do. How? Abraham, without a Bible, could perceive the presence of a prophet called Melchizedek. How did Abraham know that the man I've met is called Melchizedek? The Bible says he rendered 10% of whatever he had unto Melchizedek. The Bible says Melchizedek now gave Abraham wine and bread. How? How did Abraham know that if I meet a priest of God, I should give the priest of God 10%. There was no Bible in the day of Abraham, yet he could tell the difference. Let me show you. Melchizedek was the Jesus who came to the womb of Mary. How? The Bible says God has no beginning, has no end. Melchizedek has no beginning, has no end. The Bible says Christ came as a king and a priest. Melchizedek was a king and a priest. The Bible says when Christ came, he sat on a donkey and then entered into Jerusalem. Melchizedek was the king of Salem. Christ is called the Prince of Peace. The Bible says Melchizedek was a peaceful king. And Christ said, in order for you to do this in remembrance of me, take communion and bread. He gave them his flesh as the bread and gave the wine. So the Bible says when Abraham received the communion, it was actually the blood of Christ and the flesh of Christ. When others waited for Jesus to come, Christ put in wait to see somebody. Oh, am I communicating, church?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So when people are taking advantage over what the flesh sees, and you now concentrate yourself in the holies of holies, it is wisdom unto your part. Yeah. Because the things of the immortals are sacred. Unholy beings can't attract that. Yeah. This is why in the days of old, when the apostles began the church, anytime anybody committed an offense, God had to kill them because they were starting the church. If the foundation began on sin, God would be called a sinful nature. So God would have to kill that person instantly for men to see judgment. Yeah. Say the waiting period.
Oh, am I communicating, friends?
Yes. This is the realm where God wants men to enter. But many people cannot enter there.
Oh, yes.
You know, sometimes life will tell you to make some decisions. Now, Mama, for 10 years, I was preaching to the church members in Belgium and Germany that destiny is what happens in the future. Until one day, God told me destiny has got nothing to do with the future. And I asked why. I was thinking, once you grow to become anybody you envision for yourself, you've worked in destiny. And God says, no. God, to me, there is nothing a man becomes on earth that becomes a shock to him. Because that which you do here on earth was first made in heaven. God told me that if God didn't create that perspective for you, there's no way the earth will function partly to help you. Because everything that happens in the flesh already happened in the spirit. So if people go to school and they become nurses, it was not the knowledge through school that became nurse. That part was already created for them. So destiny is not future. It's what a man becomes in the spirit through intimacy. So the enemy wants you to play with your life, whereby you take certain decisions anyhow. Yeah, because you don't know what you carry. If you knew the weight of what you carry, you weep for your soul. Yeah. The devil told Jesus that, Christ, we know you are the Son of God. So if you are indeed the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. Even the enemy knows that things can change. In the time the enemy presents to you an offer, there is a greater pain at the end waiting for you. The only gift the enemy can give is pleasure. And the pleasure will put you under pressure. And once you are under pressure, life will concentrate your existence. There are people, they lived for years and life never knew them. All because they went after their own flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Pharisees made Judas believe he could kill Christ by taking money from them, he didn't know that the money on his hands was his own burial money. Judas thought that Christ would die before me. Meanwhile, he died before Christ died. You didn't hear me? Judas did not know that in the realms of the spirit, the name Judas means Judah. That is the tribe where Christ came from. How did Judah become the entrusted personnel of God, whereby God could entrust the finances of Judah into the hands of Judah? But just because of little pittance, he forgot who he was. If people forget their identity, the enemy kills them before time. Ladies and gentlemen, if the church must rise, men must become sons. You wait in the place of pain. You wait in the place of prayer. Because God makes men. He's the altar. He has to break you. Sometimes he will break you so bad that you have no strength to stand. When Jacob stood in front of the angel, he fought with the angel the whole night. Until the angel says, if I don't break your waist, you will think you received the miracle. Ladies and gentlemen, you are standing because nothing has brought you down. If something brings you down, you will now see the importance of God. Can I say this to you, church? The Bible says the angel had to break the waist of Jacob. Do you know why? Because only those who have their back on the ground can see Jesus. If your back is not on the ground, your eyes cannot see Jesus. If God wants to come into your life, he will look at something that looks like him, and he will take that thing away from there. Sometimes you think your strength is your money. Wait, something bad may happen to you, but one thing is for sure, if you are in Jesus, nothing is lost forever. Everything can be given to you. Can I shock you, friends? Can I shock you, friends? Can I shock you, friends? Hear this, man of God. The Bible says that Christ had to give salvation to all those who lived before him. Am I communicating? Yes. So the enemy thought he could use sin and iniquity to kill their life. The Bible says because of the loving nature of Christ, he just didn't give the power unto us. He had to go to hell to go and preach. Meaning all the people that lived in ignorance without who Christ really was, he gave them the power to become sons of God even in hell. When God gives a man covenant, things don't waste. Things only wait for you. Aye. Anaya. Kivelemosaya. No, you won't understand why God will tell you to do certain things. Yes. Because he wants to bet something to you. What am I communicating? When men become sons, they don't think about themselves. Look at me. Sometimes, God will let you do certain things and you look upset before people. Yes, you look like you're not wise. In fact, God can let you do something for 14 years. It will be on the 15th year that you know that the 14 years of foolishness was actually 14 years of wisdom for you. Noah, go and tell the people to come because a flood is coming. And he said, how dare you tell us this mystery? Because we know perfectly well that these forefathers laid this land for us. You can't tell us that. The Bible says they saw him as a foolish man until the rain fell. Wait, if people have not seen what you have seen, they will talk anyhow. You've seen it. Allow nobody to jeopardize your vision and visibility. Because if the enemy wants to fight you, he will bring you useless men around your life. Yeah. Say, I'm a son. Or am I communicating fresh? Yeah. The Bible says, and Christ waited for 40 days in prayer and fasting. It wasn't for show. Please, thank God we have a lot of young adults in the house. And I'm so happy because America will be saved once again. Yeah. I'm telling you. Oh, yes. Oh, am I communicating, Church? Mama, I see men seeking for power without any track record. Do you hear me? I see men seeking for power without any track record. Look at me. Anything that God gives you without a man not having a track record, that thing he gives you will kill you before time. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, am I communicating, Church? Anything that God finally gets when trust in the hand of a man, if there is no track record to whatever you received, that thing will kill you beforehand. Because every miracle has the power to change men and make them to become something they are not. Oh, yes. You think you are humble, wait until what you have finally becomes your possession. Oh, yeah. That is why God does not make men in a way that they will believe that all they have is theirs. In fact, God will have to dwarf your mentality. So all you see is yourself looking at mercy. So when you call on to him, he can now show you that grace for that. Yes. If God sees that a man has become independent, the man becomes a sinful nature. Because men were never created to be independent. In other words, he wants you to depend on him for everything you deserve. Oh, are you blessed, friends? Please, my last word. Let me pray here. When people become sons and they become very consistent in their actions and patterns to God, the Lord finally translates them from sons into elders. The Bible says God in his empire has surrounded himself with 24 elders. Here on earth, if we say a man is an elder, it's because you have gone through life with experience. But the heavenly beings, they have no age. So what qualifies them to become elders? Amen. If God is calling a species an elder without any age attached to who they are, then what then qualifies a spirit as an elder? You didn't hear me? When Gabriel stood in front of Zachariah and Zachariah challenged him that he couldn't give birth again to a child, he says, before the Lord whom I stand, I command you not to speak, and it happened. Are you aware the species that are given the ability to stand before the Lord, they've been given power to do so? Because if a man has no power and you stand before Elohim, you will die beforehand. Because the light that emanates from his being is so powerful that you die. The fire that comes will kill you beforehand. So even the four living creatures, you realize that as time goes on, anytime a dimension of God comes through God, they have to change in being. Because if God does not do that, they'll die beforehand. So there's this fire that comes from the light of God that the beast called the lion can't see alone until the lion becomes an eagle. I'm telling you, friends. Hallelujah. So what qualifies men as elders? John said, I saw 24 elders bound down before the Lord. What makes men elders? Because there are men who are elders in the spirit. Well, am I communicating, church? Oh, are you blessed, friends? Watch this. The first thing that qualifies a man as an elder is that person that God has entrusted with a generation. Let me break it down, sir. Now, you see the way God is blessing Worcester, Massachusetts because of Mama Gladys. Yes. God is never in a rush to impress a man. Oh, does it make sense? God is not your boyfriend that will copy someone's post and send you a good morning message. You didn't hear me. Somebody say, hey. Hey. You know, some men, they can send you a message and then your heart will die. You'll be like, Kai, the way this guy loves me. Hey. Oh, God is good. Mama, most of these young boys going to gym these days, it's not because of health. Oh. They want to. Please, don't get me wrong. All the rich men I know don't have six packs. Oh, true of us. So where then? And you see one man doing this. God is good. Because you want to wear t-shirts where your chest will expand sheets. And then you'll be seeing one useless girl say, oh my God. And then, so when the guy is coming, he's like this. Like a frustrated he goat. God is good. Every morning, 6:30 a.m. And then you eat. God is good. Or are you blessed, friends? And mama, you be seeing the ladies too. Oh, can I speak here? They will tell you that, please, these days, the men that have come, they like bum bum. So you be seeing them doing squatting every morning. So you be seeing a lady at the gym, the oboa. So every morning, they wear tight pants. And they'll say, oh my God. And we see one for straight guys, ah, Kai, Charlie, this girl get nash. She get nash. Somebody say, hey. Oh, are you blessed, friends? Now watch this. God is not in a rush to impress men. Because everything that God wants to institute is for a generation to come. If the generation that begins what God wants to start becomes corrupt, the enemy will take advantage of that to follow what God has done. That was why God could not permit sin to enter into heaven when the enemy went against God's rule. Because God knew from an onset that everything about heaven must institute holiness. So he has to create a system that will judge unrighteousness even without his knowledge. Oh, yes. How is it that God does not go around the angels with a record book in their hands yet? If any angel should go against God's counsel, automatically being judged. Because, you know, in the realm of destiny and divinity, there are certain rules that can be broken. It is on earth that people think if you make mistake anyhow, you can still wake up. In God's skin, when you fall, you can rise up again. Oh, am I communicating, church? Look at me. There are men on earth that are elders. They don't have popularity. They have stamina. Because in God's kingdom, your depth is equivalent to strength. You didn't hear me. Look at me. The Bible says that no matter the sins David committed, God couldn't let go of him. Not because God's partial, because David became an elder.
How?
In the days of Moses, they felt that God loved them because of the sacrifices they placed on the altar. So whenever they burn animals, they thought because of the incense they see, they evaporate, God had forgiven them. Now David said, there's something God is looking deeper than animals. Because God created everything. So how can an animal please the servant of Elohim? David had to go deep in prayer and say, God can never neglect a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So he says the totality of every sacrifice Israel was giving unto God was to the breaking and the molding of a man's heart. He says, even if a man should give in surplus, yet the heart is not broken, God still can forgive you. That's why almost every blessed day, the priest would have to offer the same sacrifice. But once the heart is broken and they fall off, God still forgive them. And God says, indeed, you have become an elder. Ayana mama knows us. He kept us. When men become elders, they bring about patterns that generations to come will have to bear witness of them. Oh yes. It is still possible. The issue is, you are so connected to what the flesh gives a man. Yes. Oh, am I communicating, church? If all that you know about God is the God that gives. If all you know about God is the God that gives. Yet, you can't upset high in the spirit to become something whereby life depends on you to function. It's a proof you never existed. Because the men who truly existed are men who became so that people could become through them. So watch this. You realize that all the things we know about Christ and the kingdom in general was because of the life the people lived. How? Are you aware till date? Nobody understood the importance of faith until Abraham so much believed in God, until God had to account his debt of belief as righteousness. Today, men apply the system called faith because in the spirit, Abraham discovered that. Oh. Are you aware that it was the life of Hannah that made us understand that somebody can wail on the altar until you look drunk before men? The Bible says when the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples in the upper room, they looked like drunkards. When people were waiting for the Holy Ghost to descend in the upper room, Hannah could pray on the altar until what will happen in Satan to come will first happen through her as drunkards. When Eli, the priest, deviated from God's pattern, he couldn't tell the difference between a spirit-filled man and an alcohol-filled person. Because when God comes upon men, they look drunkards before people. Oh. Oh, am I communicating, church? Huh? The realm where God wants men to enter is deeper than their feeling. Are you blessed, friends? My last word, and I leave you. When you stay by the realm of childhood, you only enjoy the benevolence of a father. In other words, the kingly dimension of God will make you receive from God what you want. Now hear me, church. God does not just give men what they want. God gives men what they deserve. Now hear me. There is a strong difference between a gift and a reward. There's a difference between a giver and a rewarder. A giver gives you what he has. A reward that gives you what you deserve. No, sir. The Bible says there were 10 lepers who came to Jesus. 9 were healed, but 1 was made whole. The 9 thought that whatever God wanted to give them was connected to the healing they received. Meanwhile, what God wanted to give them was to make for them to become whole. You would think you have received all that God wants to give you until you are sent high unto his kingdom. Am I communicating, church? If you stand in the realm whereby you bear witness of your flesh, thinking God loves you because of what you receive, forget about that. He will tell you to soar higher to become a son because he wants to depend on you to make things for your own good. When a man becomes a son, you don't think about your feelings. You think of what God says. Because the life of the father becomes a burden. And when people mature from sons, he makes them elders. In the realm of an eldership, he has to construct a plan through them whereby generations unborn will attest of you. Now let me say this and I leave you here. You never understand the importance of the waiting period until you understand the principle of faith. Faith does not start when you believe in God. Faith starts when you obey God. Because a man can believe in God for something God has wanted to give them. But the very moment you obey God for what God has said, he gets what you deserve. How? No human being has a desire because of what he wants to receive. You have a desire because of the spirit you're connected to. No spirit has the power to rule something without the life of a man. So anytime you see a man having a desire, a spirit has been conformed into oneness with the person. So God says, my integrity come back what is false and wrong until I give you the power to obey my commandment. Church, if men must wait, they must understand that obedience should be their priority.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminForger. And on WhatsApp site is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.